Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, Describing an Act of Kindness. When preparing for the IELTS speaking test, one common topic that may arise is describing an act of kindness you've experienced. This topic not only tests your language skills, but also your ability to recount personal experiences and express emotions. Let's explore how to effectively answer questions related to this theme and maximize your score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you experienced an act of kindness, is a popular one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate a personal experience, use appropriate vocabulary, and express gratitude. This topic has appeared frequently in past tests and is likely to continue being relevant in future exams. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about kindness. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Q. Do you think people are kinder now than they were in the past? That's an interesting question. I believe kindness is a timeless quality, but its expression may have evolved. In my opinion, people today are perhaps more aware of global issues and have more opportunities to show kindness on a larger scale, thanks to social media and technology. However, I also think that in some ways, the fast-paced nature of modern life might make us less attentive to small acts of kindness in our immediate surroundings. It's a complex issue that probably varies depending on the specific context and culture. Part 2. Long Turn. Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you experienced an act of kindness. You should say, what the act of kindness was. Who showed this kindness to you? Where and when it happened? How you felt about it? Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I experienced a memorable act of kindness. It happened last year when I was traveling alone in a foreign country. I was at a train station, struggling with my heavy luggage and feeling quite lost. A local woman, probably in her 50s, noticed my predicament and approached me. She offered to help me carry my bags and guide me to the correct platform. Despite the language barrier, she patiently used gestures and simple words to ensure I understood which train to take. This act of kindness occurred in the bustling central station of Tokyo, Japan, during the busy morning rush hour. I was incredibly touched by her selflessness, especially considering how hectic the environment was. I felt immensely grateful for her help. Her kindness not only solved my immediate problem, but also left a lasting impression on me about the generosity of strangers. It made me feel welcome in a foreign land and reminded me of the importance of helping others, even in small ways. Sample answer. I'd like to recount a profound experience of kindness that left an indelible mark on me. This incident took place last year during my solo journey through Japan, specifically at the labyrinthine Tokyo Central Station during the frenetic morning rush hour. I found myself in quite a predicament, grappling with unwieldy luggage and feeling utterly disoriented amidst the sea of commuters. It was at this moment of apparent vulnerability that a local woman, I'd estimate in her early 50s, took notice of my plight. Without hesitation, she approached me and extended her assistance, offering to help with my bags and guide me to the correct platform. What struck me most was her patience and determination to overcome our language barrier. She ingeniously used a combination of gestures and simple phrases to ensure I comprehended which train to board. This act of kindness was particularly poignant given the chaotic backdrop of one of the world's busiest stations. Her selflessness in taking time out of her undoubtedly busy schedule to aid a stranger was truly remarkable. The experience left me feeling profoundly moved and incredibly grateful. It wasn't just the practical help that touched me, but the warmth and humanity she exhibited. This encounter served as a powerful reminder of the universal language of kindness and its ability to transcend cultural and linguistic boundaries. It reinforced my belief in the inherent goodness of people and inspired me to pay this kindness forward in my future interactions. Follow-up questions. Q. Do you think it's important to teach children about kindness? A. Band 8-9. Absolutely. I believe it's crucial to instill the value of kindness in children from an early age. Kindness is a fundamental social skill that helps build empathy, fosters positive relationships, and contributes to a more harmonious society. By teaching children to be kind, we're not only helping them develop into well-rounded individuals, but also laying the groundwork for a more compassionate future generation. Moreover, research has shown that practicing kindness can boost happiness and reduce stress, which are essential for children's mental health and overall well-being. Part 3: Two-Way Discussion. Q: How do you think acts of kindness affect society as a whole? Time: Acts of kindness, in my view, have a profound and far-reaching impact on society. They create a ripple effect, inspiring others to emulate such behavior and fostering a culture of compassion and mutual support. This collective mindset can lead to stronger community bonds, increased social cohesion, and even improved mental health on a societal level. Moreover, widespread kindness can mitigate social issues like loneliness and isolation, particularly among vulnerable groups. It can also bridge divides between different communities or social groups, promoting understanding and tolerance. In essence, acts of kindness serve as a social lubricant, making our interactions smoother and more positive, which in turn can lead to a more productive and harmonious society. From an economic perspective, a kinder society might see reduced healthcare costs due to better mental health, increased productivity from happier workers, and potentially even lower crime rates. While these effects might be difficult to quantify, I believe they represent significant societal benefits that shouldn't be underestimated. Key vocabulary and phrases. Indelible mark, for mark, a lasting impression or effect. Example: The experience left an indelible mark on my memory. Frenetic, adjective, fast and energetic in a rather wild and uncontrolled way. Example: The frenetic pace of city life can be overwhelming. Predicament, a difficult, unpleasant, or embarrassing situation. Example: I found myself in quite a predicament when my car broke down in the middle of nowhere. To grapple with, phrasal verb, quith, to struggle or contend with. Example: She was grappling with the decision of whether to accept the job offer. Poignant, adjective, poignant, evoking a keen sense of sadness or regret. Example: The film's ending was particularly poignant, leaving many audience members in tears. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing acts of kindness, use a variety of descriptive language to bring your experience to life. Show a range of emotions when recounting the event. Use complex sentence structures and advanced vocabulary where appropriate. Practice narrating personal experiences with a focus on clarity and coherence. Be prepared to discuss the broader implications of kindness in society. Remember, the key to a high score is not just in what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural conversational style while showcasing your language skills. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking performance, you might find it helpful to read about describing a person who has influenced your views on life or a time when you received unexpected help. These topics can help you practice describing personal experiences and their impacts, which are valuable skills for discussing acts of kindness.